It's 11 o'clock, it's time. Master Life, let's start the session with a prayer. Father, we want to give glory and thanks to you. Thank you for the wonderful testimony today, for the baptism, and for this Master Life class, for watching over us and be with us for the past 6+ months. And we lift up today's session into your hand, that you will be with us and teach us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me do some review for you. First, I'd like to share with you this Bible verse. It's regarding the Master Builder. There's actually, you know, you are learning the Master Builder in Book 4. There's actually one verse in the Bible talking about the Master Builder. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. It says, according to the grace of God which was given to me, like a wise Master Builder, 一个聪明的工头, I lay a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it. So, in this process, you are becoming a Master Builder. And there's a verse which you learned in Master Life Book 4 about a faithful man, faithful person. 2 Timothy verse 2, chapter 2, verse 2. The things which you have learned, heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men or reliable men who will be able to teach others also. 忠心的人. Now, if you keep these two verses in mind, it's easier for you to understand this diagram we've been learning for the past 5 weeks. Here is the Master Builder diagram, and it gives you 5 spiritual stages a man goes through. In the middle of it, the third stage is a spiritual disciple. And the fourth stage is a disciple maker. That's what we are calling you to be a disciple maker. And your job is to find yourself a spiritual disciple. And that person has to be a faithful person. What the Bible means is that person will be responsive to you. He will be faithful in the training process. If he or she is reluctant, then that's not the case. Your job now is to pray to God to give you a faithful person to be your spiritual disciple. And this is you, stage 4, a disciple maker. This is what we are doing now. We are calling disciple makers, that you will pray to God in the year of 2012. He will give you a faithful person to disciple. So again, we are calling disciple makers. We thank God that some people has responded to the call already. Okay, job description. You will help one Christian grow into a disciple of Christ in the year of 2012. So you start by praying to God that he will give you a faithful person. This person doesn't have to be a new convert. Any Christian will do. And then you will keep in touch with this person every week, at least once a week for at least 3 months. You will encourage him or her to stay in God's grace. More specifically, you will help this person to establish spiritual disciplines. That's a characteristic of a disciple, like worship, Bible reading, Bible study, prayer, fellowship, witness, etc. So, and the qualification, any practicing disciple of Christ can do the job. And then this information about next year's Master Life. We will offer the course again starting April 15th. We'll offer two classes. The English ministry will give the English class, and the Chinese will give the Chinese ones. And here's another way, another option for you to be a disciple maker. If instead of teaching that person yourself, you can choose that you will go through the master life training with that person. You will recruit someone and ask him or her to participate in next year's master life, and you will say to this person, okay, I'll be your prayer partner for 6-7 months. We'll pray together each week, and if you need any help, I can help you. This is actually an easier way to be a disciple maker, because you don't have to teach him every discipline. You just have to go through the master life classes with that person. It's a longer one, it will take 7 months, but you also have the opportunity to review what you have learned this year. I know many of you this year, although it goes fast, but each week you're pretty busy with doing the homework. You actually don't have enough time to absorb the things you learned. So if you have the opportunity to go through it again next year with another person, it actually will be beneficial for yourself. So this is another option for you to be a disciple maker. And for all of you who respond to my call, we will give you a commissioning in front of the whole congregation. We'll do it by the end of the year. You have till November 20th to let me know if you decide to be a disciple maker. All right? That's enough with a disciple maker. And mark your calendar. We have a date change here for the graduation. Based on your response to Yishan, the poll shows most of you prefer December 4th. So we reschedule it to December 4th, and we'll start 15 minutes earlier. So it's 10:45 to 12 o'clock. We'll have 75 minutes to have the graduation celebration. And we give thanks to Bing Shu, Shi Xiuping. She's willing to be the coordinator. Yeah. So you'll be contacted by her. Yeah. And make sure you will turn in your evangelism report by November 20th. Without that, you cannot graduate. Okay. We are now in week 5, training disciples. I'll do a little bit of review. Could you believe you have only one more week? You have one more week to actually do homework every day. So I'm going to do some review for you. Week 5. I'll give you the big picture. This is the big picture. For the past 7 months, you are trying to understand what's discipleship. And this picture shows you Jesus is in front of you. He's leading the way. And a disciple is a person who follows Jesus, who makes Christ the Lord of his or her life. That's a simple definition. And the master life gives you a more sophisticated definition of Christian discipleship. It's developing a personal lifelong obedient relationship with Jesus Christ in which He transforms your character into Christ-likeness, and He changes your value into kingdom values, His kingdom. And He involves you in His mission in the home, the church, and the world. Then let's take a look about the mission, His mission. A disciple's mission is to glorify God by being a lifelong obedient disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. And that's for yourself. And the next one is for you to be a disciple maker, for you to help someone else to be a disciple too. So, it's to glorify God by making disciples of all nations. And then, join God in His mission to exalt Christ as Lord. I think this one is especially important. Many of you before you come into this class, you don't have a solid idea that Christ, who is Christ, and where you should put Christ. Now you understand He is the Lord and Savior, and He should be the center of your life. And our mission is to exalt Him and reconcile the world to Christ Himself and to establish His kingdom. I don't want to go through this, all the details of the diagrams, but just for your own sake, you need to remember several diagrams you learned in the past. Of course, the first one is the disciples crossed, so make sure you know all the details of this one. Just go to the next one. Okay, you will review disciples' personality again, and I will not go through the detail again. You should be able to review it yourself. And here is the spiritual armor of God, which you learn in book 3. You should be able to review all the detail. There are 6 parts of the armor. What does each part mean, and how to put each part on? Okay, you have the 3 steps attached to each part. And it's for your own benefit, you know this, how to do it, how to put on God's armor. Okay. This is the war without. The other one is the war within, the personality one. And then, okay, I just skip some of this. I'll jump to the characteristics of a disciple. Let me give you some, I did a summary of what you have learned in the past. Here's the first one. Characteristics of a disciple. First, it's a true conversion experience. In the past, we heard of 40-some conversion testimonies. That's the morning class and and the afternoon class. And one thing in common, your conversion experience you have encounter with Christ Himself, and you decide to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. But as you hear, gradually you understand some of you don't really have a true conversion experience. You have some kind of religious experience. You have encounter with God, you realize there's a supreme being who is God, and you're like to have experience with Him, but you don't really repent of your sins and accept Christ as your Savior. In other words, you don't really convert Christ. You are not Christian yet. You don't have a true conversion experience, and you think you are a Christian, and in fact, you are not. And many of you come to the conclusion later that you find out you need to have a true experience with Christ. Like many of you in the Chinese worship, you heard me. You actually are a Christian culture person. You are not a Christian. You are very familiar with the Christian culture. You go to church for many years, but you don't have a true conversion experience. But if you have one now, praise God. For the first characteristic of a disciple is you have a genuine true conversion experience. You have encounter with Christ, and He is now your Savior and Lord. Then you move on to the next one. You have an extensive understanding of the Bible. This is what you learned from the disciples' cross. The downward arrow means the Word of God is in your heart. And I think for maybe it's shocking to yourself that you find out that yourself are not that familiar with God's Word. You just get by. You don't exactly study the Bible and know His Word. And a true disciple has extensive understanding of the Bible and follows in obedience to do what God told him or her to do. So you need this one. And the third one, like the upward arrow, prayer and worship. And a disciple has a focus and discipline He's a focused and disciplined worshiper. He's very focused. When the opportunity to come, maybe once a week on Sunday, he's very focused to worship God. He will not use that time to do anything else. Every time he's in a worship session, a setting, his spirit, his mind, his heart is focused on God, and he knows how to worship. And he's a very disciplined one. He said, every Sunday, that's God's day I set aside, I'm very disciplined. No matter where I am, it's a day for me to worship. And that's a mark of disciple. He's a focused and disciplined worshiper. And he likes to pray. He's a prayer warrior. And it's just very natural, easy for him to pray. That's another characteristic. And that he likes to share Jesus. He has led people to Christ, and he always looks for opportunity to share Jesus. It will give him or her joy to share Jesus, and he had that experience to lead people to Christ, evangelism. And you learned, I don't know, this week, last week, or anyway, in book four, he's a tither. Financially, he set his priority right. Yeah, it's no longer a struggle to him. Yeah. And he trusts God in his or her finances. The practical aspect of real life, money, he trusts God. All right, next one. He has made a lifetime commitment to follow Jesus. That part has been done. In his or her life, he has made this lifetime commitment. So I'll follow Jesus. He has already adopted kingdom values, not worldly. Okay. That's easy to detect if you talk to Christians. It doesn't take long for you to understand if he or she is worldly. Okay. He has a what kind of value system inside of her. A disciple very clearly has already adopted kingdom values. They're not worried. Number nine, he enjoys sharing and fellowshipping with other Christians. Okay, that's the fellowship part. Okay. The horizontal bar. And number 10, like we learned in the past week, perseverance through trials and hardship. Even there are challenges, trials, hardships, he perseveres, he or she keeps her faith. And number 11, always serve. He's a server, happy to serve, a servant attitude is inside of that person. And finally, the mark of a disciple is love. He has love in his heart. He's willing to even to make sacrifice for other people. Okay. So we learned those characteristics of a disciple, and now we're coming towards the end of Master Life. We hope we have made progress, ourselves being the disciples, and now it's time to respond to the call to be a disciple maker. Okay, this is what you learned last week, just the three major principles. I just read them. That the principle for multiplying disciples, first is to be a good model of Jesus Christ, and you learn how to be a model, and then entrust truth to reliable disciples, all faithful people, reliable. Number three, minister to Christ, for Christ, even in different times and difficult. I think that should be difficult time and places. Okay. So that's a wrong word there. So hardship or trials, you still minister. I'll pass this sharing part. Let's jump to next week's assignment. Okay, there's one very important thing for you to do this coming week. You will complete the spiritual gifts inventory, which is on page 138 through 142. Okay. On the last page, 142, there are definitions of different spiritual gifts. So don't skip that part. And you will complete 138 through 141. There are like 100 some questions. The purpose is for you to understand what is your spiritual gift. And you will continue to share your faith with someone who is not a Christian. And now it's time to wrap up the whole Master Life course. So you will do some review for your own benefit. You will review the main points of the Disciples Cross, that's book 1, and Disciples Personality, book 2, and the Spiritual Armor, that's book 3, and the Gospel in Hand. We saw this presentation today. Well, thanks to Mickey and Alex. That's a wonderful presentation. And then the concept of the Master Builder. Okay. So please review those important concepts. So finally, for today's small group time, like usual, you'll check each other's homework, and you will discuss this one question. What is the only command in the Great Commission? And then, in detail, what are the things Jesus said you need to do in order to accomplish this Great Commission? So please discuss this in your small group. Share your role in making your church a Great Commission church. Here in CBC West LA, what do you do? What's your role now? What are you doing? What do you do to make this church a Great Commission a church? And the Master Life asks you to share your experience in which you become a better disciple through some kind of experience, like while you prepare to teach Sunday school, to lead fellowship, to serve, or anything that's related to service. End up that experience help you to be a better disciple. So please share this with your group members. And remember, Master Life asked you to do family worship last week. So you will share this with your group member today. And finally, you will pray. All right, let's break into small groups.